The Alaska Libertarian Party announced today they will not consider letting Senator Lisa Murkowski use their spot on the November ballot if she loses her primary race against Joe Miller. But the ALP said there may be support for letting Miller run as a Libertarian if he doesn't win the tight contest for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Standing in front of the water fountain at the Lusac Library in Anchorage, Alaska Libertarian Party Chairman Scott Kohlhaas stressed the party has not been contacted by Lisa Murkowski's campaign, but he said rampant speculation over the past several days demanded the party make a decision. He said the executive committee met in an emergency meeting and came to a unanimous conclusion.
The worst thing for the Libertarian Party would be to have somebody who was espousing the fact that they were Libertarian, but then giving unlibertarian positions. Libertarianism is a consistent application of freedom to all political issues.
Kohlhaas says Senator Murkowski's record doesn't meet that test. But he says the idea of having such a high-profile candidate on the ballot was tempting. It was seen as a way to help break the two-party system.
I received a congratulatory call from our national chairman today, thanking us for making the right decision. But I can tell you that our state executive committee was unanimous, but that the national party leadership was not unanimous. There was some support for the idea of Lisa being our first elected senator.
Kohlhaas says the party would be more open to allowing Joe Miller to use their spot on the ballot if he loses the primary.
I cannot speak for an executive committee. I can tell you this, that he has more support on our executive committee than Lisa did.
The Murkowski campaign is also stressing that they haven't talked to the Alaska Libertarian Party. Murkowski campaign spokesman Steve Wachowski says the idea isn't even on their radar while the race is still undecided.
We are focused on this vote count. It's very close. And there's up to 25,000 outstanding ballots. That's a lot of ballots left to be counted. So, there's been a lot of hype about the possible Libertarian Party run. It just we all agreed, the team, when we met with the senator after last Tuesday, that we weren't going to discuss it, that we were going to stay focused here on this count on Tuesday and the continuing counts, and that would be for another time in another place.
The Libertarian decision sets up the possibility of a general election matchup between Republican Joe Miller and Democrat Scott McAdams. The Sitka mayor was not well known around the state until last week, but a new poll shows he has a shot against Miller. It shows Joe Miller with 47% of the vote compared to 39% for McAdams. 14% of registered voters were undecided. That news, combined with the Libertarian announcement, had the state Democratic Party reacting with optimism.
Well, I think Scott McAdam wins in November.
Patty Higgins is chair of the Alaska Democratic Party. She says donations to Scott McAdam's campaign have picked up in the last week. The party is still waiting to hear if they'll have funding help from the National Democratic Organization.
Oh, I'm very hopeful. They too have to allocate scarce resources. So they're at the planning table, and I'm sure they'll let us know as soon as they figure it out.
The Division of Elections will begin counting the absentee and question ballots at regional election offices around the state tomorrow morning. The vote tallies will be updated throughout the day on the Division of Elections website. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.